Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Fourth of July is nearly here, and it's a good time to enjoy some American beer. Brewing has a rich history in the U.S. It predates even colonization, as various Native American tribes were making beer, not out of barley, which is not native to the continent. It's almost certain beer was being produced by colonists virtually as soon as they arrived. The first commercial brewery in the country was built by the Dutch West India Company in 1632 in New York. There were also American presidents that brewed, including our first president, who loved a good porter.
George Washington himself was a brewer, patriot and a brewer, and a distiller as well. Obviously, being the first president and one of the presidents on Mount Rushmore, he's probably the patriarch of presidential brewers. It's not a real well-written history beyond him. It'd be a fantastic history project for those that are into it. But there is highlights throughout history of the presidents that have brewed.
Thomas Jefferson was also a beer lover and brewed beer extensively. He even had his own brew house, although it appears his wife was overseeing most of the brewing. However, Barack Obama was the first president to brew in the White House.
That was just 2011, or very, very, very recently, to do the first beer in the White House. He also had beer summits, which was kind of a cool idea, where he came and they talked over beer. And in my opinion, regardless of your political affiliation or your preference on any subject matter, it always can be better had over a beer. And I think that's kind of a cool working man's way to say, let's come talk shop over beer. I think there's a lot to be said just about the mentality of being able to discuss.
We know the first beer brewed in the White House was a honey brown ale made using a kit.
When President Obama was there, he had a lot of commitment to the local gardens and local sources. His wife was obviously a big contributing part of that. And I know they actually raised bees, and they had a lot of flowers and other things that they used on the actual grounds. But yes, if anybody's asking, the first beer was used with honey. It was honey brown, I believe, was the beer. And then the subsequent beers, I think there's two or three or others made that also contained honey, a blonde and a porter as well. So pretty cool that was made in the White House.
And there was a president who had a huge impact on the craft beer industry. Jimmy Carter signed the law making home brewing legal in October 1978.
The start of a lot of the American craft beer revolution. The ability for citizens to make a limited quantity of beer at their house and therefore making it legal to have new ideas and new startups.
Virtually, especially the early craft brewers, every one of them was a home brewer first.
And honestly, that probably still remains true for a lot of it. There's more often than not, the brewers of the U.S. have honed their craft in their basements and garages and kitchens.
More when Beer Untapped continues in a moment. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we celebrate America with a look at American beer yesterday and today. Early American brewing was all about diversity. And, it's kind of come back around to that.
That's what makes, America great in general as we celebrate the 4th, is the diversity and the melting pot idea. And the same thing, it's reflective of the beer culture. We have taken ideas, we have interpreted ideas from countries of origin like Germany and England and other things, and really kind of put our own twist, put our own ingredients, put our own style. In some cases, the American style of brewing is considered irreverent to some of the traditional styles. But I can't think of a lot of times that the American style of anything isn't considered at least a little irreverent.
British-style ale dominated American brewing until the 1850s, really, when the lagers brewed by German immigrants began to take over, a dominance held to this day by one of their offshoots, the light macro lagers of the major manufacturers.
Even the macro breweries who have now been sucked into multinational corporations, but even the macro breweries really kind of were the American dream originally. They came from Germany or other countries, Bavaria, land of opportunity. They came, they brewed here with their beers. Of course, they adapted them to the local palate, to the local ingredients, became quite successful. Some people can argue about the directions they've taken or whatever else, But the, I mean, in the reality is they brought their wares here to follow the American dream and have.
Only a few of those original companies still exist, Shell's and Yingling, for example. But the names of the others remain well known to this day, Busch, Pabst, and Schlitz, among the most successful. All right, don't forget about a new American tradition these days at Wooden Legs.
Every 4th of July after the parade, take the kids to the parade, come down to the pub. We do a free hot dog feed, free will donation, and this year, as always, we're going to go to the local VFW chapter. So it's a free will donation. Come let your kids eat the hot dogs, drop a couple bucks in the jar, and those will go to the VFW, the hall, and the veterans there. That it's our way to say thank you. I can't think of a better way to celebrate the 4th of July than giving back to the veterans and eating hot dogs and drinking beer. This all just, it seems, that's as American as apple pie, which we won't have, but we will have hot dogs and beer.
Should be a great time at Wooden Legs on the 4th of July. And by the way, they're doing buy two, get one free growler fills that day as well. Finally today, let's stop by the Brookings Liquor Store, see what's up with beer guide Drew Eklund. He says they have a couple new ones on tap that would be great for the 4th, including one from Fernson Brewing of Sioux Falls.
Curio, 16 cents an ounce. Curio is a Berliner Weiss, so it's wheat-based with a refreshing lemony tart finish and a low ABV. Really drinkable, great summer beer. Curio is a great beer for anyone who's been curious about the wild world of sours. It's a great sour starter without completely wrecking your palate. So the next one is from Mankato. It's called Utopic Golden Ale, 12 cents an ounce. This crisp and clean ale tastes more like a lager, maybe more like a more flavorful McGolden Light. It's really well balanced, goes down smooth. Again, a great outdoor lawnmower type beer.
Drew says there's some great new packaged beer as well, including Unbridled and Rising North from Surly. Rising North is their new pale ale. I hear it's great. Fort Road Hellas from Shell's, a great 4th of July beer. The new barrel-aged Saison from Deschutes, and lots more. Check it out at the liquor store. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, have a great 4th. Drink local and drink responsibly.